findings by researchers on zoonotic diseases reveal a worrying trend of viral infections from animals to humans, thus calling for comprehensive policy framework to control the spread. The findings from a study on the three predominant zoonotic diseases, the Congo hemorrhagic fever, brucellosis, and Rift Valley fever, show that most of the infections are high in the districts in the Kato corridor, and those with high wildlife concentration, adding the rate of transmission to humans, requires urgent intervention. Principal investigator on zoonotic diseases from the Uganda Virus Research Institute, Julius Mutuama, noted this during the dissemination of the research findings at Imperial Resort Beach Hotel in Tebe.
We have been having a lot of disease surveillance at the health facility level. In many of these cases, it is late, and many times either one or two people have already died in the community, and that is when this is done. But if surveillance is really done within the community, by the community, because the system we came up with is the people in the communities doing surveillance among the communities themselves, they would know that so-and-so's got aborted, so-and-so's animals died, and they would go there, get information, and then pass on that information, such that the districts also receive this information, then we'll be able to respond immediately.